This is Trahant Reports. I'm Mark Trahant. One of Indian country's most important debates about increasing funding for the Indian health system is occurring far from Congress in state legislatures across the country. That is unfamiliar ground to discussions about Indian health and treaty obligations. The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as some call it, significantly expands Medicaid health insurance to more Americans, including American Indians and Alaska Natives. But the Supreme Court ruled in 2012 that Congress could not force states into accepting the expansion because Medicaid is a state-federal partnership. So the rules about expanding Medicaid end up being a state decision, even though the federal government pays the bills for American Indians and Alaska Natives. Two states with large Native populations are considering Medicaid expansion now, Alaska and Montana. The Montana Policy Budget and Policy Center estimates some 70,000 people would be eligible for the insurance, including 19,000 American Indians. The battle is heated. A House committee recently killed the Medicaid expansion bill, but according to the Helena Independent Record, there remains a chance the bill could go directly to the House floor for a vote. Legislators in Juneau are also considering Medicaid expansion. The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium estimates that expanding Medicaid would cover 40,000 Alaskans and add more than $1.1 billion to the state's economy, 4,000 new jobs. Indian Country already has data about how effective Medicaid expansion can be. Ed Fox, Tribal Health Director at Washington's Port Gamble Skalum Tribe and a healthcare reform expert, has estimated that Medicaid expansion would add $2 billion to the Indian health system across the country. In Washington state, Medicaid expansion has already increased revenues to Indian health clinics by 38%, some $14 million new dollars. Fox says the numbers are great. He plans to hire 4 new workers, 2 registered nurses, 1 social services case manager, and a community health representative. The total amount of Medicaid funding in Alaska is even bigger, a potential of $200 million. The Affordable Care Act does open up a roadmap for better funding of the Indian healthcare system, but the rules of the road are being drafted in state capitals, especially right now in Helena and Juneau. I'm Mark Trahant in Anchorage.